At Southern Company, we know the right solutions start with the right questions. Like, how do we deliver clean, reliable, affordable energy for today and tomorrow? Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Courtesy of RRR, no, not the movie, but Rohit, Ravichandran and Ravindra. That's correct. I'm writing poems these days. But these RRR folks have given India a mega start in Nagpur. Big, big win. Now the caravan of the series heads towards Delhi. But before that, I'm joined by Sandeepan, who is in Nagpur at the moment. Not sure if he's eating the oranges, but surely he had a good time at the stadium watching this demolition job by India. And what a job it was, Sandeepan. Australia stood no chance, especially the way they turned up.
Yeah, actually the thing is, these days when I'm traveling for test matches domestically, probably these days instead of making bookings for five or six days, because we have to cover the preview as well, we have to make booking for 3 days only. Because now, 2 days we have to stay in Nagpur because I have already pre-booked my accommodation. But yeah, it's a great thing, you know.
So what are you going to do for the next 2 days?
Probably exploring. Roaming around the city, exploring. I'll go to the old stadium in VCA. Yeah, try to do some stories. But yeah, what a great... I mean, it was actually... It was unexpected that... I couldn't thought that Australia will collapse in one session. I know that... I thought that they will put up a fight in the second. But, you know, it was a strange batting, I feel. I mean, yeah. If I look at the most of the dismissal of the Australian batters, in the first innings, they were like... they were thinking so much about spin, they gave wicket to, you know, straighter deliveries, and they tried to, you know, play sweeps and reverse sweeps, and they got out. In the second innings, they just allowed the Indian spinners to bowl to them. And if you allow the quality spinners like Ashwin, Jadeja, Akshar to bowl to you on a pitch like this, this is the thing you can expect.
Yeah, Sandy, there was a lot of talk before the series began, a lot of chatter in the Australian media as well, a lot of hype in and around the pitch, the quote-unquote doctoring, and there was a bit of noise in and around Jaddu, the ointment thing, this and that. I think it just shows that this series is now equally important as the Ashes for Australia, if not more, which is why this loss will sting and sting hard for them.
Yeah, but yeah, there has been a talk, but let's be a little bit frank with you. I think the talk was more on part of the Australian media, not from the players. The players said it was a dry pitch and we have to play. Though I thought that some of the players maybe they were overthinking about the pitch and the spin factor and everything. I think their media chatter got into them. Instead of trusting their skills, I believe that they probably thought too much about the condition.
No, and that's a phenomenon we've seen a lot happen in the last few years as well, right? Opposition teams come to India, they try everything that they can do before coming to India, and then the story is very similar. You talk about England or any of the other teams that have toured India as well, especially in the red ball space. It's been a similar story.
Yes, I think it is quite strange. I think if you look at all the traveling teams in India in the last 4 or 5 years, I think New Zealand is probably the one team that has applied to this condition better than anyone else, I believe. Even, I think, better than the subcontinental teams like Sri Lanka or Bangladesh. Because I think these conditions, you need, as Rohit Sharma said in the press conference, that on these kind of conditions, you need to trust your skills. You can't think about the condition. You can't think too much about the, you know, surroundings, what will happen. And you can't overthink about your game, because you need to trust your skills and you need to apply your method, because these are quality players. Like, they have played international cricket all around the world. They know how to survive, how to counter different conditions. So I guess Australia, but you will see Australia making their batting will get better as the series progresses. I think in Delhi, you will see a better batting from Australia, because in Delhi, I don't think there will be too much of turn. Maybe, obviously, ball will keep low, but I don't think there will be much of turn. So I think you'll see a better batting from the Aussies.
No, we'll come to Delhi in just a bit. And there are some numbers, Sandeepan, that indicate that finger spinners have really thrived in Delhi. But then we'll get to that a little later. I think the
Anil Kumble would like to disagree with you.
Finger spinners have done well, though. Finger spinners have done well. Now, if you look at, if you observe the 3 days, right, the 2.5, 3 days, whatever, did you sense a sense of nervousness in and around the players in the stadium with the Australian diaspora beforehand heading into the game, or did it change over the course of day one, day two, day three as India sort of piled on those runs and sort of really grinded it out after that 177 that Australia got on the board? Was it the batting that changed the momentum of the game towards India?
I think leading under this test match, the Australians were a bit nervous. At least I could guess that from their body language. Smith came in the press conference 2 days before the game, and he was talking more about the pitch, how dry it is, what one side, and what all these things he was chatting. I thought that probably from outside, I thought that he's not thinking clearly. As a team, I think they were more into that. That's what I said before, that they were more thinking about the conditions than, you know, than trusting their skills. And also their team selection also get influenced by that, because they dropped Travis Head. I don't know why they dropped Travis Head to include a right-handed batsman. So I guess, you are right, actually. They were thinking more about the conditions. And also after, I think at one point in this test match, when India were 240 for 7, Australia were coming back into the game. And I believe that, I thought that maybe they can restrict India with a 100 or 110 run lead. But the partnership between Akshar and Jadeja, and when Jadeja got out, the way Akshar, you know, batted with the tail, I think that sealed the deal for India. I guess that I think after India secured a 200 run plus lead, I thought Australians were just, I think from that moment, game went into an autopilot mode. So when these kind of pitches, when this matches go to autopilot mode, you know what happens. And Ravichandran Ashwin, Jadeja, Akshar, they're just, I mean, world class. There is no antidote to that in a spin trio in the Australian camp.
Yeah, you escape one and you run into the other. And each one has a different skill set, which is what makes them incredibly dangerous. I think, Sandy, for me, the one observation that I made was that India started sessions very, very well. You talk about day one with the ball, Siraj getting that wicket. The post-lunch session when Jadeja ran through the middle order on day one, again, fantastic start. With the bat, when we came out to bat the next day as well, I think Ashwin and Rohit Sharma put on a decent partnership.
Right.
Again, that demoralizes a fielding team. And then again, when Jadeja and Akshar were batting, they just kept going in the post-tea session. So just starting off well and setting the tone well, I think really made the difference for India.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You can say so. And Rohit Sharma admitted that the two wickets Sami and Siraj took with the new ball on day one morning after India lost that important toss. Because let's remember, it was a quite very important toss. And after they lost that toss, but when those two wickets were taken by the Pacers with the new ball, I think that created the momentum in favor of the Indians. And after that brief fight of Labuschagne and Smith following that partnership, and once those two got out, the floodgates were open.
That's true.
But I think more than the first innings, I'm quite surprised with the approach of the Aussies in the second innings. They just allowed, they looked completely clueless. They just allowed Indian bowlers to bowl to them. I don't know why. I mean, if you look at Alex Carey in the first innings, he tried to, you know, play his shots. He tried to get after the spinners, and it worked for him briefly. But in the second innings, no one took a leaf out of his book, or maybe I don't know why they allowed to get spinners, allowed the spinners to bowl to them. Even Stephen Smith also, when wickets were, you know, falling at one end, Smith was just playing the waiting game. So I was actually a bit surprised. And so was the Indian team, I guess.
Yeah, I thought there was a theme to the dismissals. I mean, if you look at the first wicket of Khwaja, Ashwin overpitches the first ball. Khwaja hits it through covers. And then Ashwin just drags the length back a little bit. Just a little bit. And then he forces the shot from Khwaja. And if you look at the LBW dismissals, right, you saw the Australians were caught on the crease more often than not. You know, Jadeja and Ashwin were targeting the stumps. And they were forced to push back. They were forced to go back onto the back foot of, you know, two balls that were not, you know, explicitly balls that were supposed to be played off the back foot. They were made to push back. So there was more like a theme, you know, it was all very set up beautifully. And somehow the Aussies couldn't really decode it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I say. That's the quality of these Indian spinners. Yeah? Because they have grown up playing on those pitches. They have years and years of experience at domestic level, at international level. So they know how to set up a batsman, right? So there comes your skill that how you counter these kind of quality bowlers. So I guess obviously I'm not taking any credit away from the Indian bowlers, but I am actually quite surprised that actually Stephen Smith, prior to the test match, he said that their batters need to be proactive on these kind of pitches. But this proactiveness was not evident during this game or during their when they were at the crease. So that's what actually triggered most of the dismissals.
You know, I was thinking about when we were talking about Siraj and Shami setting the tone at the start. My mind went straight to Stark getting Rory Burns out in the Ashes on the first ball and how that sort of set the tone for the Ashes, and England really couldn't fight back.
Yeah, so you are assuming that Australia will not fight back in this series.
That is a mistake that you should never make in a Border Gavaskar trophy. India have done it after 36 all out, we fought back.
Let's not forget the last Border Gavaskar trophy. One team was actually pulled out for how many? 36, I guess. And if you look at the result after that, you know, test match. I think let's not count any team out when you are playing the Border Gavaskar trophy.
No, 100%. And I think India as a unit have never, I think complacency is something that they've always spoken about, right? Rohit and everybody says, you know what, never be complacent. And that is something that they will try not to do, especially because you're heading to Delhi next, Sandy. You're making the trip up north into colder pastures from Nagpur. The last time Sandeep on a test was played in Delhi was 6 years ago. India scored 536 for 7 in that test. Guess who top scored? Mr. Virat Kohli. He got his double 100 there. And guess who is the highest run scorer at the Arun Jaitley Stadium currently, erstwhile Firoz Shah Kotla? Mr. Virat Kohli among active players. Sign of things to come?
Yes. I think Delhi will be, it will be my first test match in Delhi. I have never covered an international match at Delhi. So it will be a new experience for me as well. But Delhi, you know, Delhi is strange. I mean, if you look at the conditions over there, it doesn't spin, but it does. It keeps low, it's slow. So if you have someone like Cameron Green fit, I'm talking from the Australian point of view, which he will be, I think, in Delhi. He can be an impactful player over there because along with his bowling, wicket to heel bowl, wicket to wicket line, and you know the kind of length you need in Delhi, he will bowl that. Along with that, his batting will be a factor, I guess, because someone like Cameron Green can take the attack to the opposition. So if he start attacking the spinners, I would like to see how Rohit counter that. But I think Delhi will be you can never sure about the condition what we will get. So once we reach Delhi, then I can tell you that what the conditions will be. But typically, slow, low, and toss becomes again quite important. Also, in northern part of India, the early morning fog, the dew can be a factor for the fast bowlers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's stick with Australia then and talk a little bit more about what the team composition could look like. Now, more importantly, Sandeepan, this is a psychological hit that they have to bounce back from, right? Yeah. This innings and a million runs that they've lost from. Getting back from that is going to be important. But if there's one team that knows how to bounce back from tough situations, it's Australia. They've done it for many, many years.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Team combination, I can update you that Hazelwood looks fit. He was bowling in the side nets, though in the match was won. So I am assuming that Josh Hazlewood will be a part of the 11 in Delhi. Along with that, Cameron Green also looks quite fit. He batted for a while at the Nets today. So Cameron Green will be fit, and I think they will probably bring back Travis Head in their 11. So these are the three changes I can see in the Australian team. So yeah,
Boland, who sits out then?
I think Boland will sit out and Hazlewood will come in. I would think that Rancho will obviously, he needs to make way for Travis Head. And I don't know, Cameron Green, maybe Hanscom, but Hanscom batted well in the first. So I'm not sure. But definitely they will try to bring Cameron Green in. And because Australia, I believe that they were one bowler short also here in they were one bowler short here in Nagpur. So I think with Green coming in, that can be taken care of. That spot can be taken care of. And Travis Head is a more than a decent part-time. Yeah. I don't think Travis Head, we can call him a part-timer. Yeah. He's a decent bowler.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of wickets to his name. The concern for Australia continues to be David Warner again, being completely out of touch in the test space. Again, struggling in India. Looked very, very
round the wicket.
Out of sorts.
Struggling with the round the wicket line.
As well. Yeah, round the wicket. Yeah. Does he sit out at some point, Sandeepan?
I don't think so. As of now, I don't think so. Especially not in Delhi, his home ground in IPL. So he has played a lot of cricket in Delhi. Yeah. So I'm not, I don't think they will drop Warner in Delhi. But yeah, I mean, he needs some runs. He needs some runs, and Delhi will be an ideal place for him to get those runs, because he'll be facing the new ball. And at Delhi, probably as a batter, you'd like to face the new ball, because with the new ball, you'll get some bounce. The ball will come onto the bat, and there won't be much of lateral movement. So I think someone like Warner would love to go to Delhi and score some runs.
It's interesting though, because Australia looked like a team that just didn't get hit the ground running, right, at all in the Nagpur test. They tried. There were a few passages of play, Sandeepan, of course, especially the partnership between Smith and Labuschagne. I think they batted well in Nagpur for that little period that they batted very, very well.
Yes.
They knew how to counter the conditions. They just sort of fell prey to two difficult deliveries. You reckon they'll try to sort of...
I think Indian bowlers set up those dismissal. Yeah, I know that those are two brilliant deliveries. But I think someone like Jadeja bowled a lot of dot balls to them. And those two are busy players, like both Smith and Labuschagne. So when you start bowling dot balls, they will start thinking how to rotate the strike. And that's what hit the opportunity. And that's how they created that wicket-taking opportunity. Because I can remember Smith missed a straighter one. He just missed that. But so,
With Kotla and the spaces that are available, because it's a slightly bigger ground, there's obviously, like
not
we
really.
Said, like we've seen, it's there is ground. Some value for runs. No, but there are, since it's sort of broader on the sides, right? There is more space for horizontal shots. That plays in their favor. Should they start sweeping, Sandeepan? Is that something that we didn't see a lot from a lot of the batters? Is that a shot that the Aussies should go back to?
No, actually, a lot of the batters swept in the first. They were sweeping, and I think some of them, I think three or four dismissal, I think of the in the first innings, it resulted because of sweeping, because they were predetermined that whenever the ball was full, they will sweep, and that's what. That went against them. So I don't know. I think they have to play the ball according to its merit. It's not just that whenever a spinner comes, you have to sweep. There are other shots as well. They can play in the V. If you look at Rohit Sharma, the way he was playing when the spinners, he was not sweeping much. He was trying to play them in the V. Why can't the Aussies do it? They have the skill set. So
I think the key for them is to be more assertive with their feet. You know, like I just thought that they were not going as forward or as back, somewhere stuck in between no person's land. It becomes a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to clear their mind first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. You know, there are a couple of names that did a good job with doing that, going full forward and full back. We obviously spoke about Virat Kohli at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. Remember, in 2017, in that same test, Murali Vijay got 155. I remember him being fantastic.
Yeah.
Pujara as well averages 50 at in Delhi in test matches. So again, like, there are a few indications here that there are a few runs on offer in Delhi for some good batting.
Yes. Yeah. Delhi, I think there will be much more runs scored than what was have seen in Nagpur from both the teams. I think you can see some of the Indian batters finally getting back into the grooves. I mean, those who are not getting runs. Good thing about this Indian team is that they bat deep. So even if the Virat Kohlis, the Pujaras, all these players and Surya Kumar, Yadavs are not getting runs, you still have down the other, you have Ashwin, Jadeja, Akshar, and they can bail you out. So I guess, Delhi, I think it's going to be a high-scoring test match. Not as like 500 or 600, but certainly you will see teams scoring 400 or maybe 450 or something.
It's interesting though, because we started off the program by talking about spinners and Delhi. Here are some interesting numbers. And the two folks that have done well for India already, Jadeja and Ashwin, have 19 and 27 wickets at Delhi in Test cricket. But the good news, that obviously will intimidate Australia a little bit, but the good news is that Nathan Lyon also has 9 wickets. He also has a few wickets in at that venue. So again, I mean, there's going to be a little bit of conversation around the spinners, around the wicket, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think it will be conversation from India's point of view, but from Australia's point of view, yes. though I don't think they will change much from there, because their spinners have bowled well here in Nagpur. You need to give credit, their due credit to them. Probably you will see, if Travis Head plays, he will definitely bowl. So they will have 3 off spinners in Delhi. So that is one concern I will have. Apart from that, I don't think there will be much conversation on in terms of the spin part. Certainly not from India. Kuldeep, it will be unfortunate for Kuldeep, but at this point, with Akshar being on this form, I can't see Indian team dropping him.
The only thought that I have there is, I honestly feel like with a flatter surface, it's better to play a wrist spinner. Whereas on a wicket where there's a little bit of wear and tear, it's good to play with finger spinners. So if the wicket turns out to be a little flatter, on the flatter side, would you then be tempted to play Kuldeep Yadav ahead of Akshar Patel?
Knowing this Indian team management, I don't think they will change. I don't think so.
Interesting.
If they can drop if they can drop Kuldeep at Dhaka just after he was the man of the match in Chittagong, took five wicket hauls, scored some runs with the bat, but still he couldn't make it to the 11 in the next test match. So I can't see them playing him in Delhi until unless there is an injury. Or India drop one of their batters and play an extra bowler, which I don't think it would be necessary.
Yeah, no, it's been very clear that India like that extra insurance, because the lower middle order, Sandeepan, has been of tremendous value to India in the last few years.
Absolutely.
Ashwin, obviously, promoted in the last game, but usually plays at about 8. Jadeja plays at about 7. And then now you've got Akshar, who comes in, a little later as well. So, invaluable lower middle order that India have created, and I don't think they would want to change that. They have spinners that can score runs. Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Your three major spinners are no mug with the bat.
Yeah. And I think Australia will try and solve that as well, because, just to use their all-rounders in just a little better way. You spoke about Head, obviously, having the ability to bowl. You spoke about Cameron Green as well, coming in and bowling. So those two players will come in with their all-round ability. will be important for Australia. You won't now really have Ashton Agar coming in, right? After that fantastic debut by Todd Murphy.
I don't think so as of now, because you cannot drop Todd Murphy after this performance, right? And I don't think they will drop Todd Murphy. So obviously, Head and Green are the likely replacements.
Interesting. So both teams looking in obviously very, very different headspaces, but we know for sure that this test series, this rivalry never ceases to exist. It never remains one way for way too long. There's hey today for India. There's a lot to celebrate, but I think India will be wary of the threat that Australia poses with the bat, with the ball. And with a change in venue, with a change in environment, a new surface, a new day, a lot can happen. So this test series is far from over. And Sandeepan's going to be traveling around the country to cover it for all the various publications. You can catch all of his work on his social media accounts that I'm going to add on this video in the description. And, he's going to be also around, hopefully, on the podcast to give us these updates from the venue. So, Sandy, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Sumer.
The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on Match Day Mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming and keep coming.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.